perishable food is transformed into the body which eats it. This food, however, transforms the person who eats it into what it is in itself, and makes him like itself, spiritual, alive, and eternal. As Christ says, "This is the bread from heaven which gives life to the world." If Christ's flesh is eaten, nothing but spirit comes of it. For it is a spiritual flesh and does not let itself be transformed, but transforms the person who eats it and gives him the spirit. This maggot sack, our body, also has the hope of the resurrection of the dead and of the life everlasting. It must also become spiritual and digest and consume everything that is fleshly in it. When the body eats it physically, this food digests the body's flesh and transforms it so that it too becomes spiritual, that is alive and blessed forever. It is as if a wolf devoured a sheep, and the sheep were so powerful a food that it transformed the wolf and turned him into a sheep. So when we eat Christ's flesh physically and spiritually, the food is so powerful that it transforms us into itself, and out of fleshly, sinful, mortal men makes spiritual, holy, living men. This we are already, though in a hidden manner in faith and hope. The fact is not yet manifest, but we shall experience it on the last day.